Hello, DC On Screen listeners. Dave here. We'll be back in the saddle soon with more DC On Screen episodes to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of the DC multiverse on film and television. Between family holiday events and Jason and his family suffering various sicknesses, we have been hard-pressed to find a time to sit down and talk about DC. You know, sometimes life just gets in the way. As you know, we stopped doing episode-by-episode reviews years ago. But Jason and I are absolutely loving the first three episodes of Peacemaker. Can't wait for the rest of the season. And we're definitely going to try to get a season-long review up soon, or when it's over. But if you're looking for a good podcast to listen to that's going episode by episode on Peacemaker, I have to recommend Pandavision from my friend and co-host of Star Trek Universe, Matt Carroll. They're covering it. They're digging it. In fact, following this introduction, you'll hear their first episode. Give them a tumble, and we'll talk to you soon.
Today on Pandavision, it's here, everybody. Peacemaker has dropped. I'm so freaking excited to talk about it. I'm here with Miss Ashley Coffin, and we're going to talk about Peacemaker. All that right off this ad we have no control over. Welcome to Pandavision, the podcast where we cover all the geeky properties that don't fit so neatly into all of our other podcast universes. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
Ashley, we're here to talk about episode one of Peacemaker. We're only going to talk about episode one first, and we're going to try to do a different episode for each of these, just so you guys know. But before we get into it, spoiler free, what did you think? So if people are on the fence about watching this show.
I loved it. It's, and that's saying something, because that's my, it's my kind of sense of humor, which might not be for everybody. Don't bring the kids to this one.
Nope, folks. Do not.
It is pure James Gunn. Mm-hmm. Like, the soundtrack's great. So far, the story's really actually fun. I didn't expect there to be so much of a story. I had no idea what to expect from this. What did you think?
Well, this is very James Gunn. You mentioned you didn't know what to expect. This is exactly what I expected. It is James Gunn, but it's James Gunn in a very, very adult way. Have you ever seen the movie Super? It is
with the kids.
No, it's a movie. No. It's a movie by James Gunn about Rainn Wilson,
who decides to become a superhero. I haven't thought about that movie in a million years.
It's so weird, and it's totally this tone. Like, this movie, this show is so much like that universe of Super. Oh,
that's so funny.
And I was watching, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Without spoiling it, I just think it's amazing. Like Ash said, do not bring the kids to this one. And spoiler alert for this podcast, we're probably going to curse and such because this show is very cursing filled. And so even if we're just quoting the show, we're probably going to end up being a little more adult than normal on this episode of Pandavision. So be warned of that. But yes, if you're an adult and you like crass stuff, I'd say it's good regardless, but like, it is pretty crass. If you can put up with crass stuff, I think you're gonna dig this show. It's really fun, and I can already tell they're setting up some really cool thematic ethical questions and stuff that I'm pumped to see them tackle.
I'm not the biggest fan of John Cena, but I really appreciated the effort he's putting into this role. Like, it feels like he's getting to be himself. Like, as an actor, there's not this crazy range.
Right.
But he's being himself to a perfect T.
And absolutely.
I believe that he's also choosing not to wear clothes as much as he does not wear clothes.
This is not him being exploited. This is purely his choice. Yeah, no, I believe that too. And yes, John Cena, I'm not a wrestling fan, and I always find these wrestlers into, like, whatever, movies to be, often they're sort of bad at first, and a lot of them get better. The Rock got way better.
Way better. Drax.
Batista got way better. John Cena also got way better. But what happened with I almost called him Jay Scotty. What happened with John Cena?
They look exactly alike. I see how you could make that problem.
So, like, it's just that Jay Scotty does a little more work on the smaller muscles. so that his x-ray.
I love that part.
Me too. Me too. It's so good. But John Cena, where he sort of unlocked his potential is when he started just doing stupid comedy. And like, I don't remember, he did those movies about where like, there's a movie where he's like chasing his daughter to make sure she doesn't have sex. I watched that one and I was like, oh, he was great in that. He didn't try to be serious. He's just really, really funny. And this is him steering into that even more. So yeah, really, really killer job on his part. Being himself, probably. He just seems like a silly dude, which I don't know. Most of these wrestlers, I think they go into the biz thinking I'm going to be the badass. And then they sort of loosen up. And once they do, it's what it needs to be.
To become the comedic relief.
Yeah. He's so good that he's good for that. Okay. Let's get into spoilers because I can't do it anymore. but yes, just to say that line where he, he's the vein x-ray. Like he looks at his old x-ray. He's like, ooh, can you up the contrast on that x-ray? It looks like I'm one of those guys who only cares about bulk.
And that's why I was like, oh, he wants to be half naked throughout this whole thing because he actually does care about how hard he's worked on his body.
he definitely has that. Mm-hmm. Last scene where he's just dancing around in his tidy whities, which is
singing into a vibrator.
Yes. Yes, that's right. I thought for sure, 100%. And I can't believe they didn't do it. When she was approaching him with the knife, that we were going to get a sword fight with the knife and the vibrator. I thought for sure that was coming and it didn't. I was like, why would he deflected the first knife hit with his forearm, his bare forearm. Instead of the vibrator, it would have been so good if you had like a lightsaber battle with vibrators.
You don't bring a vibrator to a knife fight.
This is not a vibrator. This is a vibrator. it's just great, man. I love it. I love every bit of it. The ridiculous comedic elements. He is still the same peacemaker who shot Flag without even a second thought, you know, like
I haven't forgiven him for that. Oh, me either, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean by he's still that guy. Like he's they have not redeemed him at all. Mm-mm. Not even,
I don't know,
little.
Like maybe that was why, like, I hold what characters do against them. Mm-hmm. Like they're real people.
As
and
you
he like I loved Rick Flag and I was very upset, so maybe that was why I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like the show because I don't give a shit what this guy's doing subconsciously.
Yeah, I think I said it when we were talking about on the Suicide Squad episode, but like what excites me about the existence of this show is the fact that James Gunn is all about taking the people who are clearly bad or have something wrong with them and showing you who they are down inside and humanizing them and making you feel empathy for them. Yeah. And in that movie, he did that for every character. Even Starro gets the moment of empathy. And like,
yeah, I know.
It's so cute. But he doesn't. Peacemaker leaves that movie and you're like, he's just an asshole. Just an asshole. There's no redeeming quality there. And now we're going to get episode after episode where we're going to, like, I think, explore that.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that they're doing a daddy issues thing. But right. It is just at this point, like, it's always that. It's always, like, the dad issue. What, for something like a show like this, I'm fine with it. But I'm so ready for it to start being, like, a different problem. You know?
Yeah. Well, dad, well, see, and I'm sure you noticed, but they also parallel it with Leota, the character Leota. Her mom, turns out, is Amanda Waller. Which
I
was so surprised because I didn't even know she'd appear in this show.
When they started FaceTiming, I said to Ken, I was like, oh, my God, that's her daughter.
So good. Mm-hmm. So, and that's really exciting. I was actually thinking halfway through this thing, I was like, I wonder, because they're talking about Batman, they're talking about Aquaman, because they exist in this universe.
Oh my God, that conversation with the janitor.
Yeah, it's so good. The whole conversation with it.
He does not fuck fish. No, he doesn't.
Why would Pepe 59 lie to me?
He pays the guy at the aquarium $50 to sneak him in every night.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
So good.
Oh, man. You don't want to know the thing that made me laugh harder than anything else in this episode, though? Like, could not stop laughing. The freaking intro with the dance.
I was like, what? You can't see me right now, but they come in and they do the art. Like, what's that?
They're just doing a really badly choreographed dance performed by people who don't dance well, but they all commit fully and they do like a full on dance sequence of non-dancers who I can only imagine are dancing to a thing that was choreographed by like James Gunn himself or something, because it's not good. You know that James Gunn is doing all the dancing in at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, the potted plant version of Groot. That's James Gunn doing that. It's super fun. It
makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Yep. Oh, what I was saying about the Amanda Waller connection, I think what we're going to see, we definitely have this daddy issues thing, and it's this question of like Peacemaker looking at his father and being like, he really wants to be like his father. You know what I mean? He really does. Mm-hmm. And he's going to like, I think throughout the course of the series, probably start to push back on that. And Leota really doesn't want to be Amanda Waller. She has sort of the same parentage issues. It's like, who are your parents and how much of that does it like feed into your life and how much of that matters to your life? You know, I think that this show is going to be sort of asking that question.
I don't know why she thinks that, like, you know, your mom, she's not going to just let you leave.
That's true. Well, how much does I'm curious how much she knows her mom. Like, how dark does she know her mom gets?
I know her mom killed that whole room of people.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just watching the intro, the last time on the Suicide Squad part of this episode where they showed mm-hmm. like what happened in that movie. That movie's so good.
So good. I want to watch. I think it just came back to HBO.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's been on there the last few weeks because I've been watching it. And every time it pops up, I think, oh, is Peacemaker on? And then, no, it's the Suicide Squad still.
I had no idea. Like a Thursday surprise.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I texted you like last night. I was like, hey, Peacemaker. Is tomorrow.
Nobody was
like,
talking about it today. Yeah. Not one person on the Facebook page. Like, I really was looking and nobody was really talking about it.
Huh.
They did not do their promotions well.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But they also dropped three episodes. It was very hard to turn it off. Ken was like, what are you doing? I was like, I gotta go. I'll be right back.
I gotta go podcast. Yeah, well, I'm blown away by the first episode. I can't wait to watch the seconds.
We didn't talk about Eagly, my favorite character.
I was so much. we're not done. I got so much to say. But yeah, Eagly, why is he your favorite character?
I love that it hugged him.
I love it so much.
And he's like, oh, he's just so cool.
There's two moments. That when he hugs Eagly, but also when the waitress comes to him and he orders the zoodles and he says, she says, good choice. And he goes, good choice to his friends. Like, look at me. I made a good choice. He is so not used to having positive feedback that no one can give him positive feedback without him like attaching extra meaning to it because he's so hungry for it because he has been starved of any sort of like he's really like a low self-esteem character, I think, is the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when I'm still going to call her Agent Hottie. Agent Hottie gives him this long speech and she's in there somewhere. She sprinkles, just because you're handsome. He's like, you think I'm handsome?
Right. Right.
It's like, that's all you heard from my entire freak out.
Yep.
You can go fuck yourself.
You're totally right. I hadn't caught that one, but that is, he like takes that as he does that. I think a little bit in the Suicide Squad too. He sort of just like anything that says anything positive about him, he overlooks at the positive and underlooks at the negative, you know, because I think it's like his psych. He's been so starved of it from his father. I'm really interested to see what Leota and Waller, what that whole relationship is, because Leota says, why don't we just let them in on the plan? Mm-hmm. And Waller says, no, they can't know. And Leota says, there's something special about Peacemaker. And she's like, don't have empathy for him, which is just like so directly like, okay, audience.
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure out how to empathize for this guy. But then she says a line, I don't know what it means. She says, don't ignore your God-given talents. And I wonder if that was a line just about, you're my daughter, your God-given talent is being this badass woman who will do what she has to do, or if there's some sort of power, maybe?
Maybe. Huh? Or she's like master manipulator, or maybe. Like master easy to talk to her.
Right.
Like, you know?
Right. She's definitely disarming, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see where that's going to go. Mm-hmm. And with him, even like with the empathy stuff, like he got it. I had it. I'm still mad at him, but like I felt for him.
Yeah.
I do. Sorry to pivot, but the the dad's closet with the helmets. Can right? we get what the hell
Why
was
does
that?
The dad have a
what
TARDIS?
In the Matrix is that? Yeah.
Went different sci-fi TARDIS. Things we jumped to. Yes, exactly. What in the Matrix? What in the TARDIS? Like he's yeah, something is weird because he walks into a closet and then it's a 360-degree warehouse in this small little house that is humongous. So it's got to be some sort of portal or some sort of TARDIS type thing that's bigger on the inside mm-hmm. or whatever. And obviously he's a tech genius. He creates these things. And oh my gosh, the sonic boom at the end.
Oh, this sonic boom. I was like, no, you messed up your car.
Did you see the post credits, by the way?
There was a post credits.
There was.
Oh shit. I'm definitely going to go watch them. What was it? Tell me. It's
the
okay.
Post credits is, it's clearly improvised. I think the old man is pointing at the helmets and saying what all of them do. And he's like, and this one gives you scabies. And he's like, why would I want to have scabies? And the old man's like, you know, as a challenge, everyone should have a scabies at some point. No. It's really weird.
The T-1000.
What do you mean?
That's who the actor is, his dad.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. That's right. Oh, I was like, I know him from something, but he's so much
from
older.
From everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And he's got a real like David Lynch thing going on with his hair. I was like, ridiculous. Oh, I love that Peacekeeper can call out hair stuff like I can. I'm like, that beard, that hair is colored. That's an extension. He was all over that guy's dyed beard.
Listen,
I saw you do this. Don't do it.
I feel personally attacked by the dye beard line. I do. Listen,
you don't use brown crayon.
Hey, I use whatever Just for Men brown hair dye.
It's,
that works
it's fine.
Just fine. But listen, if I don't use dyed beard, I am in my 30s and I have a straight up white beard. I'm gonna color it. I'm
Hell
fine
yeah.
with it. I'm comfortable with myself, but I still felt attacked because that is exactly true of me. He said, oh, I see that little multiple gray tones and then just solid brown from there down, multiple gray tones on the edges and then solid brown. I was like, that's me. Oh no.
He's like, I just have I've always had like a multicolored beard. Way off.
Yeah, that's it, guys. That's it. When you see me on the live streams, it's just my multicolored beard that changes more or less gray depending on the day.
It's the shadow. It's the sun.
Yeah. Sun bleaches it a little bit to straight up old man gray.
I like how in this first episode, we're kind of in Peacemaker's shoes. Like, I don't know what's going on either. Like, I don't quite get... Like, he has to take out butterflies, which apparently is Tigra or whoever that was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that was. I'm sure it's a comics book character, though. Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
I mean, she very much reminded me of Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But I'm sure that's not who it's supposed to be. But right. I really liked her. Uh-huh. She was great. I was sad to see her get exploded.
This is the DCEU, like an official DCEU property. This is the first DC or Marvel movie, I think, that ever had that explicit of a sex scene, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Ooh. There were tits everywhere. I would be like, this might be like a TMI, but like, I'd be afraid to have sex with John Cena. Like, it just looks like he can just absolutely break somebody in half. And I thought that's what he was doing to that poor girl.
I don't think
that's... She took it like a champ.
She did. And then came back to destroy him. Yeah, that whole fight
but
scene.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I think we didn't even get a chance to have a debrief of like why he didn't have a chance to ask the question. The episode just mm-hmm. ended, but we got two more waiting on us. So I'm totally going to go watch that. I thought of you when I was watching that scene, because that also reminded me very much of a Sam Raimi fight scene. Like just the brutality of this woman. And she's just like bleeding from her face and like, and
it's just very Tarantino too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I totally see that.
Through the wall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Through the wall. There's lots of that. I just kept thinking of the Evil Dead, where like mm-hmm. you have the character, oh, they're a friendly character. Oh, look, a love interest. And then I'm coming for you, John Cena. I just looking for the white eyes and the spinning head. And yeah, it was good.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah,
I love it
really
so much.
Good.
I am almost every show I skip the intro because I just don't care. I am never going to skip this intro. I laughed for 2 minutes straight, the entire thing. I cannot. That's my one of my favorite styles of humor is just like, I can't believe they're doing this humor. Like, I can't believe they committed the resources to making this entire thing. And I am going to go enjoy episode two and fully, you know, soak in that that scene. That's so funny.
I'm going to soak in it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go soak.
Let's go soak in episode two. I'm sorry. That made it gross. I made it gross.
I made it gross. You were fine.
All right. Well, anything else about this episode you want to throw out?
No, I think that's it. I really like Agent Hottie. I think she's great. I love the way that she handled those dudes at the bar. That was amazing.
Very like Black Widow.
I don't see some guy coming up and like grabbing a chick by be like, what did you call my friend? And I was like, oh, they're setting her up to just be a badass. That's okay.
Yeah.
But let's tone it down.
There's no way some guy would come up and defend his other male friend in that.
Yeah, what did you call my friend, you ugly bitch? I was like, what? Why do you care?
It's so funny. It's just not. You ugly. Great. I loved her line, though. Like,
say it again.
No, she's like,
what were you going to call me?
What were you going to call me? An ugly what? An ugly what? How about you? Any of his friends want to finish it for him?
Oh, she's so like good. 90 pounds soaking wet. She's great.
Yeah, I absolutely love her. Oh, man. Great stuff. Great stuff. Well, I'm going to go soak in episode two and a nice hug from Eagly.
So cute.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We're PandaVision. Join us. We'll be back in your feed probably tomorrow with another episode of this or something. As soon as we can, we'll be back. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to PandaVision. We are a member of the Stranded Panda Network. For all of our podcasts and other creative geeky projects, check out strandedpanda.com.